19 seconds on the play clock, a minute 12 on the game clock. They're going to use as much time as possible on the play clock. Steelers have one timeout remaining. Second and goal, ball at the two, shotgun formation, handoff, Chubb trying to take it in, and he does! Touchdown! Contact at the one, he brushes it off, and the Browns take the lead. A winter wonderland in Cleveland, and Nick Chubb has put them in front.
Two touchdowns for Chubb. Look out, Joe. He's on my fantasy bench. The Great White Snarks are ready for Nick Chubb.
If he's on your bench, why am I worried about him?
That's how deep my team is.
I'm not going to even see him.
I'm just waiting for him to get healthy, make sure he's himself. Which...
yeah, he only averaged like 3 yards a carry.
Yeah, not much has been happening in that regard. He doesn't look like the best running back of all time, which he does have a claim to be one of the best ever.
Yes, he does.
Anyway, good morning. It's Football Friday. Jeremy and Joe with you. It is Football Friday brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash, call Celino, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. I asked a question earlier, which is, if football had like a world golf ranking, would Patrick Mahomes be the number one quarterback? And let me tell you, there are some people that are they struggle greatly with the idea of rankings moving.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say Mahomes isn't the best. NFL players last year said he wasn't the best quarterback. Lamar finished ahead of him.
Yeah.
NFL players said Lamar's a better player last year.
And Tyreek Hill.
And Tyreek Hill, too. But you're
right.
It's almost like you're not allowed to say it, because every conversation about present day has to be about legacy. You could never just say like, oh, I mean, listen, Mahomes is, if you started a franchise, maybe you'd start a franchise with Mahomes, but right now he's not the best quarterback in football. If you say that, people get uncomfortable.
For him, it's legacy, but isn't it also a belief that under the surface, he's just waiting to flip a switch?
Sure.
That belief doesn't exist for, like you mentioned Rodgers earlier as a comparison. Nobody in the world believes that Aaron Rodgers has a switch to flip where he goes back to what he was 4 years ago. Whereas 70% of football fans, 70% of people covering the sport probably believe that, oh yeah, once you get to the playoffs, Mahomes is just going to flip a switch and he'll be back to being Mahomes. So there's that I think is adding into it as well. But that doesn't have to be right. That doesn't have to be right, that there's just a switch to flip, and he just turns into the normal Mahomes that you're used to. Even that, like, that's part of the Chiefs' point about how terrifying they might be. Who believes that they're going to look unstoppable on offense at any point, including the playoffs? Like, what is the combination? Last year, when they did get that uptick late, it was because Rashi Rice was developing as a rookie who had figured it out late in the year and was giving them a lot. And maybe you believe DeAndre Hopkins can do something similar, but I don't know that he is capable of doing what Rice did at the end of last year. So to me, like, there's a weapons point to be made there. There's an overall team point to be made that,
yeah, sure.
He could do as well as he possibly could, and I'm not believing that offense is just going to be terrifying by the time we get to the playoffs. They might make their plays late in games, but I'm not terrified of them.
No, we went over it yesterday. One of his superpowers is getting away from pressure, and he's not doing that this year. And it's probably why a lot of the other stuff is down. Because where he would not get sacked before, he would throw a 30-yard completion, and instead that's a sack.
Is he getting sacked because nobody's open?
That might be it.
Like, it's chicken and the egg a little bit on that.
Yeah,
but yeah.
I don't have to necessarily like pin it on him all, but I feel like it has to be okay, and you don't have to be afraid to say, like,
he's not playing the best.
What is he ranking QBR this year? Do you like QBR? What do you want?
I like QBR because it includes rushing.
Okay.
He's got to be in the was he in the 20s at some point?
No, not anymore. He's eighth. He's eighth in QBR.
Okay. But it's still not number one.
Burrow, Murray, Jackson, Allen, Purdy, Jameis Winston, and Jaden Daniels. Adjusted net yards per attempt, he's not in the top 10.
Like, what if someone said Burrow's the best quarterback right now?
Okay. You can make a case. He's having the best season.
He's number one in QBR?
He is. His defense is atrocious.
I looked up earlier. In losses this year, he has 18 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. And 8 yards an attempt. In losses. That's just the losses. Those are his numbers.
803-0550.
Also, who was second, sorry?
In QBR?
Yeah. Did you say Kyler?
Yeah.
Kyler's number 2? He's starting to rise on MVP odds a little bit.
Kyler is number one in EPA per dropback.
Okay. So he's having an amazing season.
Yes. Now, I wouldn't tell you, like, I'd rather have Kyler Murray than Patrick Mahomes, but
right, yeah.
Are you allowed to say he's having a better year?
You should.
Everyone just gets so uncomfortable when talking
really,
about Mahomes.
Everyone gets so uncomfortable. I need him to just not win one more year. Yeah. And 1 year.
Just not go to the Super Bowl. Don't even go.
Right. Just don't be the defending champion. And, like, I'm going to be way more comfortable with it. Because every year, it's like, you get sucked into the same trap.
You know,
for at least the last two years.
I made the comparison, like, world golf ranking. You know who he's like? He's like Scheffler. Scheffler will be 8 strokes back on Saturday.
Okay.
And he's minus 120 to win the tournament.
Okay, that's your golf comparison. I thought you were going to go a different direction there. I thought you were going to compare him to Koepka. Because there was a time when Brooks Koepka was at his heyday in the PGA Tour where he didn't do anything in any tournament except the majors. In world golf rankings, he was never number one, I don't think. It was because he didn't do anything in the regular tournaments. And he would even tell you, I don't really care about him. And then he would go to the majors and he would win. Isn't that Mahomes right now? That might not be Mahomes. That's the belief about Mahomes.
Yep.
The belief is, oh, he's playing, this is the John Deere Classic. And this is the, you know, whatever, the Arnold Palmer Invitational. And, oh, he's finishing in eighth. Okay. But great. Tell me he's not going to win when we get to Augusta. Tell me he's not going to win when we get to the U.S. Open. That's Mahomes right now. But I'm almost willing to tell you he's not going to win at Augusta.
The Super Bowl?
Yeah. Would you bet them to not? I mean, it would be a favored bet that they don't go to the Super Bowl right now, right?
Sure. I mean, like, the field is better than any one team in every conversation. Them or the field, you take the field.
How about them to not win a playoff game? How do you feel about that as a bet right now? Not even saying like at a book, like you with a buddy. They offered you, would you bet Mahomes right now to not win a playoff game?
Would you let me cash out in the micro moment where their 4th and 12 pass falls incomplete before the official throws the flag for him? I want to cash out right there. And then the flag gets thrown, or they win a coin toss.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, let's do the Super Great American Football Friday, friends. We'll take you through the week's games. The Bills, of course, on the bye week. But there are big ones, and we'll track them. It's time for the frenzy.
Football!
Super, super, great, great American Football Friday frenzy.
Okay.
All right, what do we got on a non-Bills Sunday?
Maybe, you know, you clean the basement, you clean the garage, you get stuff done, that project you've been working on or waiting on. Kansas City, Carolina. We get that one, CBS single game. Kansas City, Carolina.
Any puncher's chance for Carolina?
The Chiefs are 10.5-point favorites.
I think it would be the most... It wouldn't be by the line then, but it would be the most stunning result, I think, in the NFL in years.
Yeah.
If somehow the Panthers won that game. They've won back-to-back games, though.
I'm going to do a little math right here. Stall for a second.
You left me on the Panthers to stall for a little bit?
This is part of the point part of the point that I want to make.
No, go ahead.
I want to do the math of strength of schedule.
Yeah.
You know how when you're... This is a very, very far tangent. You know how when you're watching gymnastics or you're watching ice figure skating and the judges' scores come up and they eliminate the highest and the lowest and they take the ones in the middle and that's your score?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what you're going to do right now?
I want to do the schedules if I remove Carolina from theirs and Detroit from the Bills. One game each. Like, they have a guaranteed win, and if you want to say the Bills have a guaranteed loss,
yeah,
they'll even give you that. Strength of schedule other than that, okay?
And then figure out the rest.
Yes. Okay. So, the Bills will play the Jets and the Patriots twice.
Yep.
And like pen work. How about this math I'm going to do real fast? It's going to be amazing. So, that's 3 games against 3-8 teams.
Mm-hmm.
They'll play the Niners.
Who are 5-5 and might be 5-6 by the time they play the Bills.
But right now, they're 5-5.
They're 5-5
and the
right
Rams
now.
Are 5-5.
Yep.
Okay.
So, 2 500 teams.
34... Those opponents are 19-34.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
For a win percentage of... What is that, Joe?
35.1%.
358.
358.
So after... If you take out the Lions, the Bills' remaining opponents are 358 on winning percentage.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the Chiefs. We're taking out the Panthers.
We're taking out the assumed results.
We're going to give them that win.
Which means in the assumed results we're giving them, the Bills have a two-game deficit.
Yeah. In this scenario, chasing the one seed.
Where we're giving the Chiefs a win against Carolina and we're giving the Bills a loss against the Lions
and
in Detroit.
They play the Texans.
Yep.
They play the Chargers.
Yep.
They play the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
They play
the Browns.
The Browns, who are 3-8.
And the Steelers.
And the Steelers, who are 9-3.
Yeah.
Okay. Seven.
And only one of those teams doesn't have a winning record right now.
Mm-hmm. Those teams are a combined 32-23 for a 581 win percentage.
That's a very big difference.
So if you give the Bills a loss to the Lions and you give the Chiefs a win over the Panthers, the Chiefs' remaining schedule is a 581 win percentage and the Bills is a 358. The closest numbers on that, just doing math for the heck of it. Like, who's 581 in the NFL? Who's like a 600 win percentage?
That's probably like a 6-5 team, isn't it?
It's
right
like
now?
The Commanders.
Yeah.
Or close to that. Or the Broncos.
Yeah.
And the Bills is 358. Like,
it's going to be what? The Browns?
The Cowboys are 300.
The Cowboys?
The Saints are 364.
Yeah. So you would rather have the Bills schedule.
I think you would definitely rather have the Bills schedule.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
I agree.
Chiefs and Panthers.
It's at Carolina.
I'm sure it'll annoy us somehow. The game.
That would be... It's a 10.5-point spread.
Yep.
We'll see. I might like the Panthers in that. Like keeping it as a one-score game late. And part of that is the Chiefs, right? The Chiefs don't blow anybody out. But this is the team to blow out, I think. All right. That's 1 o'clock. CBS.
1 o'clock. 1 o'clock CBS. Chiefs and Panthers. Tampa at the Giants. Tommy DeVito going in for the Giants against the Bucks.
Yep.
Who
the Bucks? I'm seeing a lot of picking them to win their division right now.
Mike Evans,
Atlanta looks bad.
Is available, but I don't think he's going to play or play a lot.
You don't think he's going to? Because he's been saying all week he's going to play.
He has said that, and yet the coach is basically like, I'm not sure how available he's going to be. So
yeah, we'll see. He was a full participant at practice yesterday.
I'm keeping him out of fantasy lineups because I'm afraid about
first
game back what they're going to do there.
Okay,
but you never know. New England at Miami. Listen. Folks, this is the one day of the year you're allowed to root for Drake May.
I feel like you're rooting for him every week.
I'm just glad that you're seeing more and more of it. People coming around that his comp is Josh Allen. The way that he plays is Josh Allen. In fact, I sent you Greg Bedard talking about this, Josh, a couple days ago. Greg Bedard, you want to get me...
Comparing him to Allen?
Yeah, you want to get me to hate... Drake May, real quickly, play a couple of Boston fans talking about him. I'll hate him in a second.
Okay.
But Greg Bedard was talking about it and said, like, asked about the comparison, who he reminds him of, and he said, Allen. That's who he plays like. Mm-hmm. He runs, he hangs in the pocket, he makes arm angle throws, he does all the stuff. Like, he's fun to watch. Mm-hmm. So you get to root for him this week. That's the good news. And then, of course, you get to root against him twice when the Bills play him.
And every day... For the rest of the time, yes.
So, Patriots and Dolphins.
Miami, by the way, offensively, it's really different. If you're going to watch their game, it is dink and dunk, slow play, possession, but it's worked. And Waddle and Hill are like they're not putting up numbers. So, big Devin Achane game in fantasy, I think.
Okay.
Like, I could see him being the number one fantasy running back in the league this week. Achane.
H.M. Denver and Vegas is a late game. Oh, sorry. Tennessee and Houston. Titans at Houston.
Ew. Will Levis is back. Saw they're running triple option with him.
All right.
They're just trying stuff in Tennessee with Levis. They're definitely done with him after this year, right?
Levis, probably.
Okay.
They're going to be high enough to pick a quarterback, even though there's no quarterback worth picking at the top, it would seem.
Right.
Also, Dallas, Washington. The Commanders have lost two in a row.
Yeah, another Cooper Rush game for Dallas.
Yep.
There's a little bit of a cooling on Jaden Daniels right now.
Because he's not running.
He's not running, and the passing efficiency has gone down a little bit, but he was at a he was at an unsustainable rate on that. So that plus the rushing is why you're seeing, like, hey, Bo Nix is back in it for Offensive Player of the Year. It's not just that Nix is playing great, it's that Daniels has cooled a lot.
Yeah. Minnesota at Chicago. Bears looked better last week.
They did. Is Minnesota great? Their last couple results to me are like, maybe it's just their defense, but Darnold was getting all the love earlier on in the year, and their last couple of games, Tennessee, that was a close game for a long time. They beat the Jaguars before that 12-7 without scoring a touchdown. So, Minnesota is one of these teams right now in the NFC where they're 8-2, and I just don't know how good they actually are. A little reminiscent of Pittsburgh, maybe, actually. The Vikings.
All right. What else?
Did we get to
Detroit at Indianapolis?
That was the other 1 o'clock game. Yeah, Detroit, Indianapolis.
That spread is 7.5.
Yeah. I feel like Colts are at home.
Yeah, if that game is in Detroit, don't you expect the Lions to win by 60? Like, they just hammer teams, and they had a really bad game in Houston. But
yeah,
they won it by 3.
Well, the Colts, every game this year they've played except the Bills game has been a one score game.
Yeah, and the Bills and the Lions have anything in common? Like, they're both kind of awesome.
Richardson, though, like, he looked good last week.
Yes, he did.
So, like, that could be a difference. Would you, on them, if he had played that Bills game, would you have expected the score to have been closer?
No.
Because I feel like you would have got more pop plays. And Flacco at the goal line was a disaster. And Richardson, that's maybe his specialty. You get that touchdown instead of a field goal, bam, there you go, one score game, just like that. If everything else is the same, the turnovers and everything. So that's your 1 o'clock slate. 4 o'clock games, Broncos-Raiders. The Raiders are just a complete tire fire. Like, they're not even interesting. Is that going to be the Sanders team?
The Raiders?
Sanders. Yeah. Draft Shedeur Sanders, top of the draft, and then hire Deion Sanders. Isn't that the team most likely to do that?
I mean, I feel he really wants to go to the Cowboys, doesn't he?
Yeah, but is that actually going to happen? They'd have to move on from Dak Prescott for that to happen. Whereas the Raiders, there's no moving on from anybody. It's Gardner Minshew. It's doors wide open. Here you go. Here's all of Las Vegas for you.
Yeah.
Dallas, you got to get Dak out of there somehow, and I don't know how that's going to happen. So I feel like the Raiders are the team for that. They should be tanking, by the way.
San Francisco at Green Bay.
Okay, so that's a 3-point spread right now. So that is definitely a line that is assuming Purdy is going to play.
Yes.
But
I think
I want to be on Green Bay now?
I think you do. I think
at -3?
You do, because it's not just Purdy. I mean, Debo, like the
Kittle's coming back from injury.
Right.
He said he's still dealing with it, but his quote was something along the lines of, it still hurts, it's still banged up, but I'm not missing Niners-Packers. Basically, it was, I'm not missing a game against Green Bay.
Yeah.
They've got a rivalry, you know, goes back a few years. The other thing about the Niners right now, we'll get into this more next week, Debo Samuel does not look the same.
No, that's right.
He caught 3 passes last week. All 3 were on prevent defense at the end of halves. All 3. Well, watch his 3 catches last week. All 3 of them, they've got 4 safeties back 50 yards because they're Hail Mary situations. So, DeJuan Jennings is their number one receiver right now, I think. Honestly. And the number one receiver for a quarterback that we don't even know if he can throw the football. Yeah, Niners are in tough. I would be on the Packers there. Cardinals-Seahawks is at 425. Winner of that game could be first place in the division.
The Cardinals could go worst to first for the first time in franchise history. They were 4-13 last year.
Yeah. They are favored on the road at Seattle.
Yeah, good for them. And then the primetime games.
Eagles-Rams.
Not bad.
Sunday Night Football.
And then the Harbaugh Bowl. Chargers-Ravens. So if you're a Bills fan on the bye week, just in terms of the games we're going to get, it's not bad. In the early window, you can watch the Chiefs, and then when you get mad about that, you can flip over to Dallas and Washington and watch the Cowboys lose.
Yeah.
And in the Fox late window, you get San Francisco, who the Bills play next week, and then in primetime, you can watch the Ravens.
Yeah.
And the Rams. So a good scouting week if you're a Bills fan.
Yeah. I hope we get a Manning cast for that Monday
night game. Can you give me the look-ahead spread for Bills-Niners?
Yes, I can. It is.
I'm gonna warn everyone right now. I'm gonna be so unbelievably confident they're gonna beat the Niners. It's out of control.
All right, you ready for it?
Yeah.
Bills are favored by 3.5.
Oh my goodness. I mean, I couldn't.
3.5.
Here's where I jinx everybody. I'm sorry in advance. I couldn't be more confident the Bills are going to win that game. Sunday night football at home against the 49ers.
Who have injuries everywhere.
Everywhere. I mean, just...
I'd even mention Nick Bosa is dealing with an injury. They are still playing close games, though. Like, even with all these injuries. I mean, it's home, though, against Seattle. How impressive is a 3-point loss? You know?
Yeah.
They lost to the Chiefs by 10. That's actually, that's the Chiefs' biggest win of the year, isn't it?
Yes.
10 points over the Niners. All right, so maybe, maybe that's a good bet right now. You are kind of predicting, though, I think a little bit of injury stuff, which might be a good bet. Purdy's the biggest flyer here, I think, because how real is this shoulder injury? If he can't throw the ball more than 10 yards down the field, coaches are going to figure that out very quick.
I mean, that's how the Eagles made a Super Bowl.
Right. Well, he couldn't throw the ball at all.
Right.
I'm saying maybe he could throw it a little bit. Like, that he couldn't throw at all. Coaches will figure out very quickly if he can't throw it. Or they'll dare him to do it. And maybe we find that out this week. Like, Green Bay, you're going to line up against Purdy. You want to bet on that he can't throw it deep? He doesn't have the arm to do it right now, then you press everything at the line of scrimmage.
College football this week.
Ooh, I think we've got some big ones. I know.
You've got Indiana, Ohio State.
That's a big one.
It's at noon.
That's the biggest game in Indiana's history.
Do you know about the controversy Ohio State's they're mad about all their games being early?
Oh, get out of here, Ohio State.
Vocalizing frustrations with the number of noon kickoffs.
Okay. What, you play in the Big Ten. What do you expect? It's literally called Big Noon, isn't it?
The athletic director had a conversation. Says, like, we're gonna have to talk about it with Fox. We don't like all these noon kickoffs.
Has that ever been different?
It's six consecutive noon kickoffs for Ohio State.
Get out of here. What's the other big game is... This actually is a little big. Army and Notre Dame. Notre Dame's ranked 6th, Army 19th. And I saw ESPN Analytics had this up earlier. Notre Dame with a win, I think, is 95% to make the playoff. They're 20% to make it if they lose. Hmm. And Army can still get in.
Have you seen the Army-Navy uniforms?
No. Army, by the way, is undefeated. They're 9-0. They're leading their conference. And if Army... Would that be cool? If Army wins out, they're in the playoff. And they probably get a bye if they do it. So Army would play like the winner of Ohio State and Boise State.
Yeah. That'd be wild.
Could you imagine in the second round? This is a weird college football season. And it's the first year of the playoff. Imagine. This is not that nuts. They got to beat Notre Dame and they're a 13-point underdog, which isn't nuts. But there's a scenario out there where in the second round of the college football playoff, Ohio State goes to Army. At Army.
Navy is wearing uniforms with the Jolly Roger on it. That's a skull and crossbones.
Oh, okay.
And like the gloves have it. The shoulder pads have skull and crossbones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'm into that.
They're pretty cool uniforms.
Who Syracuse have this week?
Brr.
UConn is the answer.
Okay.
And then next Saturday, I've thought about going to this game. They are hosting Miami. And Miami will need that game to get into the ACC championship. Likely. They'll likely need it.
We'll get a break in. That's the Super Great American Football Friday Frenzy. Jeremy and Joe on a Football Friday brought to you by Salino Law, Car Crash Call Salino, and by Crosby's Pizza and Sub. Start your game day the Crosby's way.